There's a scar on the top of my right foot. It's about half an inch long, not too noticeable unless you're looking for it. There's no brave or exciting story behind how I got it. I didn't get into a fight or get bitten by a wild animal or sustain a hero's injury while saving a small child from an untimely death. In fact, I got it in perhaps one of the most underwhelming and domestic ways possible, taking out the trash. I got it on my 16th birthday, September 13th, 2014. It was a Sunday, and it was my first day of yoga teacher training. It was a fragile time in my life. I had spent the last half of my freshman year of high school in the hospital or recovering from an eating disorder, and the entirety of my sophomore year battling with the resulting aftermath of depression and anxiety. It was the beginning of my junior year of high school. The only thing I'd found that offered me even a semblance of hope for a happy future was yoga. My teacher had offered me a scholarship seat in the 200-hour yoga teacher training program that she was leading, and although I was terrified, it was the first time in a long time that I'd felt fear come with hope. And so I took the leap into what would become the very first true chapter of my life. At the end of the first night of the training, I was offered to take out the trash. It was dark, and I was barefoot. I scraped the top of my foot on the nail and hobbled back inside the studio where a sea of concerned yogis swarmed around me and tried to ensure I didn't die of a foot infection. As I stared at the scarlet line forming on my skin, I silently wondered if it was a bad omen, a sign I shouldn't be here, trying to teach yoga at 16, trying to defy my fate as a sick person with no hope. My teacher, dabbing the wound with a cotton ball dipped in hydrogen peroxide, looked up at me and said, "Sometimes life leaves us reminders." Reminders. That's what the scar that eventually formed would become to me. I'll notice it when I'm teaching, when I'm in a room full of people who are there to learn from my experiences and what I have to offer. Or I'll notice it when I'm practicing, when I'm standing on one leg with a balance I never had before, physically or mentally, in my life. I notice it during times where the difference in my life before and my life after is startlingly clear if you zoom out just a little bit. If you force yourself not to get up in the minutiae of the moment and reveal the big picture. I had to hurt to become the person I am today. I had to be torn open to release the darkness I was carrying inside of me. I had to take the time to heal, to be sewn up tighter than before in order to serve myself and others. There's a scar on the top of my right foot. It's a reminder that there's always more to come.